Paul is saying to us, he's like, look, there was a way of living that came naturally to you before, but you're going to have to remodel that. You're going to have to renovate that way of thinking.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland and Jeremy Pearsons teach us how to renew our minds and be conformed to the image of Jesus so we can live the life God planned for us. Now, here's Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you and we worship you today. We open our hearts and minds to you that not one person in the sound of our voices today will be untouched by the power of the living God anywhere throughout this radio and television audience. And we give you all the praise and the honor for it, sir, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Jeremy, thank you for coming in and being on this broadcast
yes,
with
sir.
Me. There's the things that you've been talking about in redemption and the reality of it, that it's a real thing. It really has happened. And it's not just something you're religious about. If you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, it has actually happened to mm-hmm. you. It's reality. And these things you've been saying about it really helped me. I came in here needing strength in my body. I came in here needing to feed on the Word. And you've helped me, son. I'll tell you, it really has been good
pleasure.
For me.
Praise God.
Amen. So get us back into this.
Well, what we've, in effect, been doing is feeding on the faithfulness of God. We're going back and looking at the plan of redemption. We're looking at what happened when man sinned and what God's motivation was from that point forward to Jesus and even to now. And it was nothing but love. Love put a plan in place. Love executed a plan perfectly down to the moment. Love saw you and I before the foundation of the world, and he said, I want you back. God was not willing to let his man stay in bondage and stay as a hostage of death and sin, because as hostages to death and sin, death and sin impose and enforce their nature on man. And as a hostage of death, you have a death and sin nature. You have it surrounds you. You're held hostage by depression. You're held hostage by sickness. And Jesus, praise God, is our ransom.
Now, you've brought up something there that really needs to be understood. Not hard to understand, but religion never brings it up. Let's go over to Romans 5 again, and okay. let's read something here. I want to bring this out. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense, now that's Adam, death reigned by one. He was the door. Satan used him. Without Adam, Satan couldn't ever get in anywhere in this because he didn't have the authority to do it. One man's offense, death reigned by one, much more. You mean bigger than death?
Bigger.
Yeah, bigger than death. Much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, the gift of righteousness, shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
Even so, by the righteousness of one Jesus, the free gift of what? Righteousness. Mm-hmm. We just read that. The free gift of righteousness came upon all men unto justification of life.
Yeah.
There's no difference. Righteousness has come upon all men. Death and judgment came upon all men. Now, what's the difference between the two? When Satan comes, he demands, he pressures, he pushes. He demanded that all men die. When righteousness comes, God demands that every man have a choice because he is love.
Yeah.
Now let's go back up and read the 17th verse again. If by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of life. Now, if he'd just left that there, it would be like, well, he might give it to me and he might not. But now, wait a minute. When Jesus was raised from the dead, righteousness came upon all men. It's available to every human being on the face of the earth. And Jesus said, any man comes unto me, I will in no wise cast him out.
Yeah.
It is ready. It is there for the receiving. It is a free gift. Mm-hmm. Take it and open it and put it on.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, when you remember that, the difference is Satan forces death on and forces and demands every man die.
Yeah.
God demands every man have a choice. You have a right to choose.
Yes, you do.
And he'll protect your right to do it.
Yeah.
Right to the very end. Praise God.
Yeah. What's taking place here in all of this is something we refer to yesterday's broadcast, Romans chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we established this, that conformity means to take. The Greek word there for conformed is a word about this big, but the definition of it is to put something on the outside that is not reflective, does not resemble what's taking place inside. Transformation, on the other hand, is to have an outward appearance that does resemble and does reflect what's going on inside. This inward justification, this inward redemption, what took place that you received by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is in you that it might come out of you. How on earth is that going to happen? And he gives you the answer. By the renewing of your mind. Now, this word renewing is interesting. When you study it, it carries with it, you'll find this word, reconstruction. Renovation, that's the one I like. A renovation, this is something we're familiar with. When you renovate, if somebody were to renovate a home, what do? They go in there, they're gonna do a total renovation. They start with the end result in mind, they start ripping out, right? Mm-hmm. Everything that won't support what they're getting ready to put in.
They got a plan.
Yeah.
And they're tearing out everything. It don't look like this.
Right.
Oh, the plan of God, man.
And that's what he said do.
Oh, that is so
real. He said do this
to
your mind. So what you and I have got to do is take what we've been thinking on, take the what is the human nature. Remember in Ephesians 2 when Paul, the Spirit of God, was expressing so many of these things, and he said, you who were dead in your trespasses sins, you he has made alive. And then he, just read it to you quickly because this has everything to do with what we're talking about. He said, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires and of the flesh and of the mind. Now what Romans 12 said, renew the mind.
Yeah.
And were by nature children of wrath.
That's just the way you were.
That's just the way you were. That's what came naturally. To think death is what came naturally. To think darkness is what came naturally. You got to be very watchful over who you tell, hey, just do what comes naturally.
Yeah.
You don't know what comes naturally to that guy. I remember I had a flight instructor one time. I was just learning to fly. And that's such a, that role as an instructor, I mean, you got to be able to communicate because it's a whole other world. It's a, you know it better than anybody. It's a new vocabulary. It's a new way of thinking.
He can talk for 10 minutes. You don't understand
a
thing.
Not a word. And on top of that, I had a guy that wasn't from here, so he had a heavy accent.
That's a
Middle Eastern
fun.
Accent. And so we're in the air, and we're coming into an approach, and it's a slow airport, vacant airport. I mean, it's not a high-pressure situation. But he's questioning me. He's grilling me. What's your angle of attack? Or what angle are you coming into this pattern on? And, of course, I'm having a hard time understanding. It's a loud airplane. I don't understand well to begin with. But he's saying, come on, what is it? What is it? And I'm thinking, and whatever I said wasn't the right answer. And he said, come on, just what comes naturally here? Just common sense. I'm thinking, walking is common to me. Driving is common sense to me.
This is different.
It's totally different. But to him, a guy who's got 1,000 hours, 15 hours.
It was a natural thing to do.
It's more natural. Now, you take a guy like you who's got, 15, 20,000 hours somewhere
Not
in there.
Not that much.
Oh, well, you fly like it. Whatever it is, you have a whole new way of thinking. And there are things in that environment that come naturally to you now. Right?
Yeah, they do.
And Paul is saying to us, he's like, look, there was a way of living that came naturally to you before, but you're going to have to remodel that. You're going to have to renovate that way of thinking. And then the way you do that is you do exactly what you and I have been doing on these broadcasts. You get into this Word and you find out who the Word says you are. And if the Word says in Romans chapter 5, verse 18, that therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification. So condemnation is a guilty sentence. Mm-hmm. Justification is being declared innocent. And if I come over here to chapter 8, in the first verse, it tells me there is therefore
no
condemnation.
And it says now every time you read it.
Yeah.
You can't read now in past tense.
But what's the condition? To those who are in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
Outside of Jesus, there's still that guilty sentence hanging over man's head. But as soon as the light has come on and the revelation of the reality of redemption takes place in that man's life and his mind begins to be renewed and he starts ripping out old ways of thinking that won't support this new foundation. He said that the old way is, I'm nothing. The old way is, I can't do anything. I've failed every time. I'm a failure going somewhere to happen. He has got to rip that way of thinking out and replace it with this. I am made in the image of God, and in Him I can do all things. I am more than a conqueror through Him who loves me. That's a new way of thinking.
That's a new way of thinking. This struck me today as we read that from Romans 12, it's stronger, I believe, than ever of the many, many times I've read it, where he said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good.
Mm-hmm.
It will prove that God is good. His plan for you is good.
Yes, sir.
His word for you is good. His life in you is good.
Yes, sir.
It will prove the good. Well, what's happened here, you've renewed your mind to think the good. His God is good. His love is good. And I'm good because of Him.
Yeah, because I'm in Him.
Now, Brother Roberts said this to me one time, and he was referring to, but you could apply it to anything, but he was referring to a statement, well, you know, God just created me that way. You hear people make that statement in the homosexual community. You hear it in people that are actually caught up in crime.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way I am, brother. I mean, I tried being straight, you know. I guess God just made me that way. Well, Brother Roberts just made this bold statement to me. He said, Kenneth, God has never, ever created anybody to be something he's already forbidden.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why does he forbid those different things, whatever they are? Because they'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
The end of that lifestyle is death. The end of all of these things is misery. It's death. It's sickness. It's disease. I don't care what kind of sin you're in.
Sure.
Making a difference. Sin is sin.
Mm-hmm.
And the wages of it is right here. Here it is right here. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness and eternal life by Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
It'll kill you. That's the reason God's against it.
Sure.
So there's no way his being life and love that he ever created somebody to die.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't create you so you'd die. He created you so you could live. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it, life, more abundantly.
Yeah.
And that's what's right in the middle of this.
Sure.
You renew your mind to good, and then you will begin to prove what is good, because the renewing of your mind will transform you.
Yeah.
Transform everything around you.
Sure.
Amen.
Let's talk about this for a moment, because the key issue here is what it results in. If you can learn to think that way, if you can learn to think that, where are these actions taking me? What are they doing right here and now? It's not what are these words doing right here and now. It's what are they leading to? There's a key to your marriage. There's a key to the success of your home is putting a guard over your mouth and waiting till you know what's the end result of what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Is it, am I about to minister grace to somebody? Because if I'm not, I better shut up real quick, you know?
Yeah.
That goes back
to the seed.
Oh, yeah.
And in that very same place, Jesus said, the whole kingdom of God is as
seed.
If a man plants seed into the ground. So everything you say, everything you do, every action you take, everything you think and say it, it is a seed going somewhere.
Yeah.
So one of the things that really got to me back there years and years and years ago, I had the Lord say this to me. The word of the Lord came to me just inside me so strong. Kenneth, you're the prophet of your own life.
Mm-hmm.
What you say is what's coming to pass. Whoa. Dad, what if I knew without a doubt, like Isaiah knew without a doubt, that if he said it, if he spoke the words of God, it was coming to pass. I mean, it is going to happen. Then the next thing that you said would not be, that's just killing me. I mean, it'll arrest your thinking, it'll arrest your speech. And I began to think like that. Now, do I want to say this? Do I want to do this? I am the prophet of my own life.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't talking to me. At that time, the calling of the prophet had not been manifest in my life. I was still just doing and ministering every day as a teacher, in the office of the teacher. He wasn't talking about an office, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. He's talking about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You are the prophet of your own life. You're the prophet of your household. Amen.
Sure.
Because it's everything that's around you is based on what you already said sometime or
other.
So, do I want to prophesy that? I don't think so.
Yeah.
So what do I want to say? I want to say the good. I want the good and the perfect will of God manifested in my life.
Yeah.
So I've got to say it. Well, Lord, I say it. I got to change my mind.
Yeah.
You can't say something different without changing your mind and making a decision to say it.
Yeah.
Now, when you really begin to experience the change is when you take a thought from the Word and say it. You take it and say it. You make the decision. I'm going to say this. I take it and say it. No, I'm not saying that. Repent. I repent, Lord, for saying that. I say this. Mm-hmm. And you keep doing that. You keep taking that thought and saying it. You're going to come to the place a whole lot quicker than you thought you would, where you hear it coming out your mouth and you didn't make the decision to say it. It just came up and came out. Sure. That's the way all that trash is coming out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. You didn't make a decision to say that what you said. It out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth just speaks. Mm-hmm. But you know that things are changing. When you hear yourself say, without you even having to think about it, you just blabbed it out your mouth, and it was good.
Yeah.
And it was the Word. That's when you get excited about the Word.
Yeah.
And what you get excited about is what works in your life.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And the thing that you and I and everybody watching this, every believer, this is so serious. And I imagine this will take us into tomorrow's broadcast, but this is so serious. We have got to stop pronouncing our own condemnation. That was laid on Jesus. And in Him there is no condemnation. We've got to stop using our words to put condemnation on ourselves and condemnation on each other. Let me read this in closing, and we'll take this up here tomorrow. Verse 31 of Romans chapter 8, what then shall we say?
Yeah, what are you going to say?
To these things. Here's what I'm going to say. If God is for us, who can be against us? Verse 32, He who did not spare His own Son, now we're into the plan of redemption, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Now we're into grace. Verse 33.
Powerful, man. That's so good.
Who will bring a charge against God's elect? Now in the King James and New King James, it says, it is God who justifies. You look in the original there, he asks another question. Is it God who justifies? The one, the only one who could have condemned you. I can't condemn you because I'm guilty of the same stuff you're guilty of. You can't condemn me because you're guilty of the same stuff I am. The only one who could have condemned us by right of perfection was God and His Son Jesus, and He chose instead to justify. You've got to replace the way you think.
My Lord God. Righteousness minded.
All the time.
Righteousness minded. Sin consciousness. Giving way to a righteousness consciousness. Not I'm just so unworthy, I'm so no good. No, no. He knew I was unworthy, but He changed things.
And that is
now, humility. Now, in Him, I'm the righteousness
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Whoa.
God is good.
Whoa. Oh, Brother Jeremy, and I'll be back in just a moment.
When you don't know who you really are, and you are not aware that no matter what you've done, you are somebody, life can be a nightmare. Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice for you so that you may enjoy God's promises of health, peace, and prosperity. Jesus paid the price for you so that you could accomplish the goals God has planted in your heart. To make the truth of a prosperous life your reality, you must receive your inheritance. In Kenneth Copeland's 4-CD series, Receive Your Inheritance, Kenneth reveals you are entitled to God's promises. Health, peace, and prosperity are your right. God has an awesome plan for life. The key to it all is that you have to accept God to enjoy the benefits of His inheritance. Kenneth Copeland's Receive Your Inheritance shows you how. Free with purchase, receive the resting side of life. Jeremy Pearson's dynamic teaching on God's grace on DVD and CD. Order Kenneth Copeland's CD set, Receive Your Inheritance, today for just $20. As an added bonus, we'll send you Jeremy Pearson's teaching on DVD and CD called The Resting Side of Life. These are two great resources that reveal God's promises and lead you into His rest. For an additional product discount and faster processing, purchase your copies online. For these and other ministry products, go to kcm.org.
Whosoever will hear it, let him hear. Whosoever will receive it, let him receive it. Jesus said, any man comes unto me, I will for no reason cast him out. If you shall confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord. Shortest salvation prayer in the scripture was the Apostle Paul. And he had confessed to murder before Jesus. And Jesus, he was giving his testimony later, and he laid all that out, laid the picture out. He just said, Lord! That's all he said. And then he said, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus. Well, later on in his testimony, he brought up the fact. He said, I killed your people. I led them to their death. And even in the face of confessing murder before Jesus, Jesus just simply said, I want you to go to Rome. Oh, my Lord, Paul, I didn't know you killed those people. I don't need you. What kind of preacher are you going to make? No, he called a man to write 2/3 of the New Testament, a confessed murderer.
Yeah.
If you will confess Jesus as the Lord of your life and believe in your heart he's raised from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's exactly what we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord, are you, I tell you what, you pray this right now. You may have been born again a long time. Pray this with us right now and renew the strength of it in your life. Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe Jesus is raised from the dead.
I believe Jesus is raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I receive you as my Savior.
I receive you as my Savior.
Fill me with your Spirit.
Fill me with your Spirit.
I receive forgiveness of all sin.
I receive forgiveness of all sin.
Cleansing of all unrighteousness.
Cleansing of all unrighteousness.
I'm saved and made whole.
I'm saved and made whole.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Write and let us know. Call, get online that you prayed that with us. I want to send you this little book free and postpaid. And don't forget this ever again. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on The Believer's Voice of Victory. If you've made a decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the blessing is at work in your life right now. Be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at kcm.org. Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher welcome you to the Behind the Mission Weekend, April 8th and 9th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. For more information, go to kcm.org. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
When you came to Him and you received Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, praise God, you are one of those worshipers that came to that place where your spirit born again into His perfection, His maturity.